Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mail Right podcast. Today's episode is number 483, and we are going to talk about six things you should stop doing as a realtor in 2025. First on the list is something I'm super hot about, but before we get into that, ladies and gentlemen, you probably know this if you've been listening to the show recently, but we are one of the top real estate podcasts in the world. And you know what we'd like you to stop doing as a realtor? Stop not sharing our show. Please share it, comment on it. There are thousands upon thousands of you that listen to the show and make and have commented on other podcasting platforms to which John and I never see it. We never see it. So what we would like you to do is to share it with some friends and email either robert@inboundrem.com or Jonathan. Is it John or Jonathan? It's John.
It's Jonathan.
Jonathan. J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N at mail-right.com. And let us know what you think because we don't see your comments. And then leave us a comment and like the show and share the show on the platform you're listening to. We would so much, very much appreciate it. Now, without any further ado, my fearless dominance-hating partner is Jonathan Tittenwood. Go ahead and introduce yourself, John, because I'm going to send more dominance your way. Introduce yourself right now.
I don't know what you've been taking today, but I wish I had some of it. Rather, so I've got to say, I'm the joint founder of mail-right.com. We are a CRM and a lot more, and we've just got a new technology. Basically, we can use AI to build your website on one of our onboarding calls, and we can build the whole website in front of you and put content in. So you makes the whole process of getting your website live and getting the leads that you're looking for really a lot quicker. Back over to you, Rob.
All righty. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about bad content. That's our first thing on our list, bad email content. Guess what? This guy, the guy that is talking to you right now through whatever you're listening to, gets probably more email content from realtors than just about anybody. I'm on over 40 mailing lists as I examine content for clients that I've either consulted with currently or consulted with in the past, and about 100 other reasons that have put me on about 40 of these lists over the years. Now, if I'm on the list, most of the time these people are doing higher efforts, but of those 40 people, 20 probably send me what's like canned emails, and how or why anybody would ever open them is beyond me. Like let's say a pushed forward email from coming in from an IDX provider or an MLS or something like that. This content is less. It does the exact opposite. Not only does it not engage your audience or create some kind of meaningful connection between you and your audience, it actually does the opposite. Gets you off their mailing list, makes them dislike your marketing efforts, disapprove of you as a human being in some cases, depending on how strongly they feel about junk email, and for sure does not accomplish the mission of getting you some kind of phone call. That's what I've got to say about this subject right now, John. How about you?
Yeah, I'm really influenced with Jimmy Burgess and his YouTube channel, because he really talks a lot about newsletters and what you can do, what you should put in them. And he's got some really basic ideas, but he's totally spot on. And he's one of my more favourable. I really like his YouTube channel, and he's been on the show a couple of times. I have to try and get him to come back. He gives a lot of advice on how to avoid what you've outlined, Rob. And some of the stuff he talks about is like, you know, you're a real estate agent, you know, so do a real deal of the week, something you've seen on the MLS that you really think is a good deal, you know, and talk about it, why you feel it's a good deal, right? Market report, but not, you know, one that you are adding some value to, not some canned report. You know, what's really going on in the market that month, all right, or last month, and what you think, how it's going to affect this month, whatever. And lastly, local news, you know, show that you're you know what's going on, you know, that you are in the community and promoting other people's events, and that is a great way to build great goodwill, basically. So that's what Jimmy talks about on his YouTube channel, Robert. And I think they're really great basic ideas, but so many agents, like you said, they're not doing the basics, really, are they, Robert?
Not even close. And I think that what Jimmy's trying to say, or at least here's what I've oftentimes said to people when I've been a sales manager or a leader of very, very large groups of salespeople. I've always said, hey, there at a certain point, we all have to consider how a high tide raises all ships. Okay. And if there's a profession that has a terrible overall reputation for email marketing, it's going to be real estate. Another thing that realtors are getting really like creamed by in terms of a bad reputation is texting, because you egregiously text during the sales process. Many marketing companies out there leverage AI text, and some of it, when it goes off the rails, it goes off the rails to the tune of 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 experiences for different people. So it very quickly eliminates large sections of the population that are ever going to sign up for lead generation for realtors. So email marketing and texting. And you have to understand that if somebody gets really burned by the experience of signing up for these things, they're unlikely to do it again in the future. Very similar to, like, I won't walk back onto a car lot, like, ever. I've just had too many bad, high-pressure experiences with real estate, with salespeople there. I'm never going again. They've ruined it for me entirely. I will get on the phone. I will have a conversation. I'll have my car delivered. That's it. That's all they ever get. All right. Number two. Here's an interesting subject, because it's a vast subject worthy of its own podcast, which is posting the wrong content on social media. So before I jump into this one, John, what do you consider to be wrong content? Do you have some examples?
Well, I'm going to repeat myself a little bit. I was watching one of Alan Jimmy's videos, and he was interviewing an agent called Telly Hunt. Mm-hmm. And, she was new to the industry about 4 or 5 years ago. Now she's got her own brokerage, and I think she's got about 20 agents working for her. And she built the whole business on social media and getting leads through social media. And really smart agent, great story. I watched it all. It was a great interview. And, you know, there's too many agents are just putting on canned social media content over the getting a service. We offer it at MailRite, but we work with the agent, and if they've got the budget, we can do more individual. But we also encourage them to put their own content, and we have a mixture. That's the best way to get results. But you're seeing so many agents just really put really, really bad content on social media, and they don't believe in social media, and they don't believe they can get any leads from it. But if you watch this interview that Jimmy did have, and I'll make sure it's in the show notes, if you go to the MailRite website, I'll make sure the links are there, folks. You'll just be blown away that it's the wrong attitude. You can get some fantastic leads, Robert.
So for those of you who are listening to the show, for you, John, we should get Taylee onto the show if we can.
Oh, you're going to say that.
Okay. Listen, I've heard her name before. I've seen her campaign. And the reason her campaign has come up for me is because she's one of the very few realtors that leaned into her own archetype. And what I mean by that is we all look and sound a certain way. John looks the way he looks. I look the way that I look. And so fixing a marketing message as you move into the new age of media, where so much of it is going to be, you really have very little choice other than to get onto camera. So you might as well lean into whatever archetype you are. If you look young, go with like tech savvy and work, you know, speak fast, stuff like that. That's what I've done. But make it like Tally is a mother, and she looks very mother-like. She's got a very wholesome look. Now, nobody can change the way that they look. Who knows whether she's wholesome or not? I have no idea. I can only look at her. But what her opening line on her website is, I teach moms how to make money in real estate. It is such a pure and simple tagline, especially when you look at it and you go, oh, yeah.
And it's a WordPress website.
Yeah. So that's something to do. So what you don't want to do is don't go against archetype. If you're 80 years old and you're trying to be on social media, don't pretend like you're the master of all things tech. Like don't post stuff that you don't understand. Like, don't go against who you are as a person. If you're a dog person and you happen to be a realtor and you don't care about real estate more than you care about dogs, stop posting stuff that you have no connection to. You won't want to comment on it. Somebody eventually is going to like lean into something that you don't know on a social post. And the very minute that you start to be unauthentic, you can't unwind it. These digital platforms control the message and response once you've put it out there. So you really don't want to ever lean into something that's unauthentically you. And if you can be authentic and also be true to whatever archetype you are, like, are you a lumberjack? You live out in the mountains? Do you raise horses? These are all archetypes. So if you raise horses, look like a horse person and then talk like a horse person and then post like a horse person. And if you don't understand what that is, look at other people in the space, because you will discover, just like with, you know, Tally, that most likely they look and act a certain way. Certainly this young lady, Tally, T-A-L-E-Y. Now, here's a fascinating thing, John. Despite the fact she is a millionaire, she's obviously done quite well. She's only got 110 followers on Facebook. Go figure. All right. Moving on to, hold on, let me check the time here. You know what? We're going to go to break, ladies and gentlemen. And when we come back, we're going to have more deeply fascinating information you just will not want to miss. We're also going to do the courtesy of sharing our sponsors of the show with you and hammering away at our own personal message, which we know you care ever so deeply about, which is sharing our show and promoting us for free, because that's what we all love to do in life. All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you want quality leads from homeowners and buyers right in your own neighborhood? Then you need MailRite. It is a powerful but easy to use online marketing system that uses Facebook to generate real estate leads at a fraction of the cost you'd pay from our competition. We stand behind our work with a no question asked 30-day money back guarantee. So don't delay. Get started today. Go to mail-write.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's episode number 483 of the MailRite podcast. As promised, the sponsors of the show today are MailRite.com. MailRite is moving in the direction that only a small, nimble company like MailRite can. They have an all-in-one CRM. And what's more, they now have a one-of-a-kind AI website building experience where they can build a website right in front of your eyes. If you have not seen that, heard of that, check them out. Go to mail-write.com and hit the contact button. Or, John, actually, once they're on the site, how would you like them to reach out to you?
Yeah, just book a Zoom with us. It's really easy. It's right on the website in the top navigation. And either me or my partner, we'll do a live demo and we'll show you some of the great functionality of the system. Back over to you, Rob.
All righty. And the second sponsor of the show today is inboundrem.com. You can check out everything you need to know about real estate marketing, website reviews, provider reviews, how-to reviews, how to do social marketing. It's all there. If you are looking or aching to be an expert on AI or anything else related to real estate, you're going to want to go to my website. And hey, if you happen to want a website or SEO services, hit my about page or services page and reach out.
I just want to say, if you're really looking to move your business, you know, you've got a successful business and you really want to move it to the next level, you know, you really want to ring Robert up, and he's just got a fantastic amount of knowledge. So if you're really looking to move your business on to the next level, Robert's the guy to contact.
Much appreciated. All right. Now, with no further ado, here's
what you send me the check after the show, Robert.
I absolutely will. $1 million, Jonathan Denwood. All right. So here we are. We're at number 3, 4, 5, and 6. We got the vast majority, but we're going to cover how you network, questions, CRMs, and how you do or don't check in with people. So without any further ado, why don't you go ahead and open us up to number 3? Because you said staying in touch with people with a purpose.
Yeah, you know, I think if you're utilizing what I call the Puffini mythology, but there's Kelly Williams and also talks about this through their trainers. I've been watching a few of their trainers who are got some good content on YouTube, and they believe in this. You really you need a date. If these mythologies really work with a database around 300 to 500 people, the bigger database, you've got to divide it and use more marketing automation. But a part of your database are the people that you should ring up. But, you know, just not ring up and say, how you doing? You know, you really should know when their birthdays are. In your CRM, there should be useful information and you should keep it updated. And if there's anything around business that might help them, that's a fantastic opportunity to give them a call and say, I heard this, I noticed this, I just thought you should know about this. It just builds an enormous amount of goodwill for you in your local market. Back over to you, Robert.
Checking in with people the right way is literally what there was a recent show that we did, and I made the recommendation of reading a book called Swim with the Sharks by Harvey McKay. If you're looking for a good handbook that has already been published, that has won every award there is to win by one of the world's best relationship salespeople, alike, probably the best since Dale Carnegie, you want to check out Harvey McKay's book. You can probably buy it for less than $10, maybe even buy a used copy for $4. And it will give you all sorts of reasons, but you really want to relate to a list that you have of interest this client has to check in with purpose. Their birthday is a good reason. Their dog's birthday is a good reason. Something related to a transaction that you did is a good reason. Something related to tax changes is a good reason. Global reasons are good reasons. There's all sorts of things like you can do a service call, like when taxes change, instead of worrying about how that impacts everybody, use that as a reason to call your best clients and say, hey, I don't know if you heard about this. Just want to make sure you did. And here's how I would address it. You call them problem solution, problem solution, problem solution. It helps with purpose. All right, moving on. Not having a CRM and not using the DTD2 system. So I'm embarrassed to say that I don't know what the DTD2 system is.
Yeah, it's Kelly Williamson really promotes it through their trainers. I was listening to an interview by Carla Higgins from the Double Duty podcast, and she was talking to Steve Scutchula. I think I butchered his surname, but he's a chief trainer, one of Kelly Williamson's chief trainers, and he thought up this mythology. And basically, you just use the surname and you rotate it like A's and C's, and then that you jump another 3, and it works with a database between 300 and 500. And if you and it just use this mythology to make sure you're reading these people. And if you're dealing with a database between 300 and 500, it means that you're going to touch base with the people every 13 weeks. And he's really pushed this. And I watched the interview that he was having with Carla, and I might do some outreach and see if he'd come on the show, because he really impressed me with his knowledge and really down to earth, an enormously successful real estate agent. And he's a key part of the Kelly Williamson organization. So if he is prepared to come on the show, I think it'd be a great interview, Robert.
It sounds like it. So failing to have a system and failing to have a CRM, really, I think that part of this comes down to failing to have a method, a marketing method in place. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we talk about this endlessly, and God, Lord knows, you do not need to do YouTube if you're not comfortable. What you have to do if you're going to be professional and decide that you are literally approaching real estate as a career, then you must have some marketing method in place. And letting somebody like Steve or any other human that seems to have a plan to make a complicated subject more digestible to you and is willing to give you some pointers, just pick a person and follow their advice as long as you can verify they're successful. That's my only condition. Just make sure that they know how to sell some houses. And if they do, like Steve or Ricky Carruth or any of the other people that are out there, whatever kind of help that you need, make sure they're giving it. Like, do you need to see somebody doing something? Do you need scripts? Do you need whatever? Then you make sure that they're available to you. Another guy that might be good if you need scripts is Mike Ferry and the people like that. Like, just depends what you need. But guys, make sure that failing to have a plan is planning to fail. And the plan does not need to be complicated. I hate to break it to everybody. You don't need a CRM necessarily. Outlook would be a CRM if you need one. You can keep track of your contacts. You can create a task list. I mean, you don't need fancy, sophisticated tools.
I think it's only when you've got a very large database and you're doing marketing automation. I think a lot of these CRMs, they sell themselves on very complicated methodologies, and I totally agree with you, Rob.
Now, this next one is closely related to some of what we're talking about, so I'm going to jump out with this subject, and I'm going to give everybody an example. Here's another thing that most realtors fail at, and you need to stop this. You need to stop thinking that you can be a sit-at-your-home realtor with a business card in your pocket and that people are going to call you automatically. It simply doesn't work that way. And maybe you all are like, well, I know that. Okay. Then let me take it a step further. You need to stop believing that you don't have to have an elevator pitch and use it in every environment you possibly can. Hello, I'm so-and-so. I'm a realtor that services blankety blank, and I specialized in divorce. Literally 5 seconds, like every single time you do. And so this subject is like, you need to stop not building a local network. And here's 3 ideas for you to build a local network. Number one, John and I have said this so many times, it's stupid. There's an automatic place that every single realtor with a license can go to build a network. Every single one of you, no exceptions. And it's one of the very few things a brokerage is decent for. You can go to open houses. You can offer to assist existing realtors, do their mule work, as Jonathan likes to call it. But show up, shake some hands, ask if it's okay if you hand out business cards. And if it's not okay, that's fine. Still shake some hands, because if you happen to make more of an impression than the realtor who's hosting the open house, you'll still do quite well. You can also show up to other realtors' open houses ostensibly to build a network with that realtor. But you can also, as you cruise in to shake their hand, you can start to understand how somebody who maybe has a lot of experience does their open houses. There's never, ever an excuse not to learn, especially if you're new into career and failing to build a local network, failing to put yourself out there. Every single opportunity is literally probably, if I could, I'd put it number one on the list, because every single one of you needs to be comfortable to walk out the door and shake a hand and say that you're a realtor. You should introduce yourself to your neighbors if you haven't done that already. That's where you start, like a local network, wherever you live, whether it's an apartment or any place else. Like, if you're in an apartment building, I would use that as an opportunity to get my pitch down. Because yes, apartment dwellers are not homeowners, but maybe they will be someday. And so you can knock on the door and practice your pitch and say, hey, I just want to let you know, I just got licensed, or I got licensed a few years back for real estate. I understand that you, just like me, lives in this apartment building. And I just want to hand off my card to you. And if you know anybody who's looking for a house, like to suggest to give me a call. I promise you, I'll do a great job. And even though I'm just learning, I'll work harder than the next guy. And then you hand off your card, or however you're going to do your pitch. But it gives you an opportunity to start building a network and understanding what you're going to run across as you attempt to do that. John, I know that we had a little bit of a a dialogue about this before.
I think you've got some great points. I call it, you're not going to be successful in this industry by being the invisible agent. It doesn't work. On the other hand, like I say, I was listening to Steve with his interview, and he was saying that he couldn't be this friend to everybody. It's not in his personality type. But the way he overcome it was he wanted to become their trusted expert. He wanted people to see that he was honest, trustworthy expert on real estate in his region. And I think it was Denver was the area that he built up he was a very successful agent. And I think that is so important, but you're not going to get anywhere by being the invisible agent.
Absolutely not. Last but not least, this number six.
Yeah, writing down clients' questions and then answering them, but answering them online. So you can use that through social media, on your website. It's just a great way, any questions that have been asked. There's going to be loads of people with the same question, and we've covered this before in other episodes, and you've talked about it extensively. And, you know, using Google to find questions to answer, it's just a great methodology to also use on social media, isn't it, Robert?
It is. So not looking at questions as marketing opportunities is what you need to stop doing. That's but basically what we're saying. You really need to hear us. It is one of the most, if you get lucky enough to talk to anybody, like even somebody who's very low on like the interest level for real estate, and they ask you a few questions, that's marketing gold. If they happen to be recorded when you're doing it, if you're doing any kind of Zoom consultation with them, 10 times the gold. Because then you can post their like a snippet of them asking the question and then answer it online. And it seems like you're having an interactive dialogue with the whole world, especially if you have a good answer. And if you don't have a good answer, that's what you practice, drill, and rehearse. The PDR, we used to have a system that it was just like the DT, D2. It was called PDR, practice, drill, and rehearse. Because if you don't like your answer, if it doesn't roll off your tongue, you just practice drill over like an answer until you do like it. And so somebody asking you questions legitimately in the field, as we used to call it, is one of those real opportunities to sharpen the saw, sharpen your skill set. Love that you included this one in here, John. All right. We've hit the end of our time together. And, I know you all have been loving my repeated drumming of this subject, but hey, guess what? We are one of the top 100 real estate podcasts in the United States, and we would love to be number one. And I am taking John with me along on that ride. I want to be number one now that I know that we're being ranked. So please do us a favor, share, like, or comment on whatever platform that you're on. And if you're so inclined, if anything I've said or John has said, we're going to give you the information that you need to reach out to us. So everybody grab your pens and piece of paper. And John's going to go first. He's going to give you his contact details, and then I'm going to go. John, how would you like people to reach out to you?
Yeah, but before that, folks, you know, just leave us a review. If you're using the iTunes or Spotify app, just leave us a review. It really does help the show, and in the end, we will probably get into the top 10, and then Robert will promise not to talk about it anymore. So, so really, you need to go on the app and do it straight away, folks. But if you want to contact me, the best way is to go to the website and book a quick chat with either me or my partner, or you can email me at Jonathan, JONTHAN, at mel-wright.com. Back over to you, Rob.
All right, beautiful. Well, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Robert Newman, and I am one of the country's best real estate SEO guys. And as it turns out, a lot of the things we used for SEO are working really, really, really good for AI. So if you'd like to know what the secret to AIO and SEO is, you book a call with me right away. You can either email me at robert@inboundrem.com or go to my website, hit the about page and you can schedule into my calendar. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening to the show. John, whenever you're ready, take us offline.